Northanger Abbey by Jane Austen. Retold by Florence Bell.
Chapter 2. Catherine's New Friends. The Allens had an apartment in Pulteney Street, near the centre of Bath. Catherine loved the city. She loved the wide streets, the big houses and the shops. The streets of Bath were crowded with people, and the shops were full of beautiful things. In the evenings, people went to balls. There were balls in the large buildings called the upper rooms and the lower rooms. In the mornings, many people went to the pump room. They drank the water, and they met their friends. There were many things to do in Bath. Catherine was very happy. It was Friday evening. The Allens took Catherine to the lower rooms. The rooms were crowded. People were eating, talking, and dancing in the salons. Mrs. Allen and Catherine sat down together in a large salon. Mr. Allen walked through the crowded room. Catherine wanted to dance, but she did not have a dancing partner. Soon, Mr. Allen returned, and there was a tall young man with him. He introduced the young man to Catherine. "This is Mr. Henry Tilney," Mr. Allen said. "I know his father, but I have not seen him for a long time. The Tilneys live at Northanger Abbey." Henry Tilney bowed to Catherine. He was a very handsome man. He was about 25 years old. "Will you be my partner for the next dance, Miss Morland?" he asked. Catherine bowed. Mr. Tilney held her hand and they started to dance. Catherine was very happy. She was dancing with a handsome young man. At the end of the dance, the young people sat down together. "Do you know Bath well, Mr. Tilney?" Catherine asked.
"I have visited Bath many times," Mr. Tilney replied. "But I am the clergyman of a church many miles away."
Mr. Tilney smiled at Catherine. "Now I must ask you some questions," he said. Catherine laughed. "What questions?" she asked. Mr. Tilney smiled again, and he spoke quickly.
"Have you been in Bath long? Have you been to the upper rooms? Have you been to the theatre? Do you like Bath?" "These are my questions," Mr. Tilney said.
"I have been in Bath for a week," said Catherine. "My answer to the other questions is yes." And she laughed again.
"You are laughing at me," said Mr. Tilney.
"Will you write about me in your diary tonight?" "I don't write in a diary," Catherine said.
"I do not believe that. Every young girl writes in a diary," Mr. Tilney said. "Many things will happen to you in Bath. You must remember all of them."
The next morning, Catherine and Mrs. Allen went to the pump room. Mr. Tilney was not at the pump room, but Mrs. Allen saw a friend. She had not met her friend, Mrs. Thorpe, for many years.
"Mrs. Thorpe," said Mrs. Allen, "I haven't seen you for 15 years.
"My dear Mrs. Allen," Mrs. Thorpe replied, "I am very happy to see you.
Here are my three daughters. This is Isabella. She is the eldest. Isn't she beautiful? And here are Maria and Anne."
"And this is Miss Catherine Morland," said Mrs. Allen.
"Miss Morland?" Isabella asked. She looked at Catherine. "Are you the sister of Mr. James Morland?"
"Mr. Morland is the friend of my brother John. They are both students at Oxford University. James stayed with us at Christmas."
Soon, Catherine and Isabella were talking happily. Isabella was 4 years older than Catherine, and she was very beautiful. She was wearing fine, fashionable clothes. Isabella knew Bath well. She talked to Catherine about the balls, and she told her about the young men and the shops. Catherine listened, and the morning passed very quickly.
"Tomorrow is Sunday," Isabella said. "In the morning, we will go to church. Then we will walk together to the Royal Crescent."
After that, Catherine and Isabella went everywhere together. They liked clothes. They liked theatres and balls. And they read horror stories. They liked frightening stories. Soon the two girls were very good friends.